It's a walk on the wild side. A little bit of craziness. It's what all radio stations could be. So why aren't they? AM 1500, KSTP.
Listen out, people, wherever you are. Cooking in your kitchen or cruising in your car. I said, put up that antenna on your radio. Down once again for the Don Vogel Show.
Once again, children, gather around your radios wherever you are and listen to his wisdom, his wit, his advice, and his ideas. For he will not be with us long. With his diet of junk foods, filterless cigarettes, fat cigars, and hard liquor, his days are clearly numbered. But while he still breathes laboriously at my side, please welcome a man stone blind and out of his ever-loving mind, Don Vogel.
Thanks, Tom. How are you? Oh. Laborious breathing.
Listen, I'm just happy because I guessed the rest of the story ending about 2 minutes before it actually occurred.
No, I'm told that there's kind of an office pool around here to guess what the rest of the story is about.
Yeah, and I think I won it today because I guessed My Fair Lady. And it always makes my day just that much better when I can guess who the rest of the story is about. Or what it's about. In this case, it was what? My Fair Lady. And it took me probably to about a couple minutes after two to guess it. Sometimes, you know, that little devil, Paul Harvey, you know, he just keeps you in such suspense right until the last possible second. You just don't, what the hell is it going to be?
He's a mischievous character.
But I heard him mention Lerner and Lowe, and it just clicked My Fair Lady. I was either going to be that or Camelot, and My Fair Lady just sort of stuck out there, and I'm just very proud.
Yeah, yesterday's, I think I guessed, 30 seconds into it, I guess, Sid Vicious.
646-8255, 1-800-962-0792 are the numbers. Welcome. Welcome most cordially. Most cordially to the Don Vogel Show. Tommy Mischke's the piano player, and Holly Palmer is the ever-faithful producer. Well, she cheats once in a while, but...
Cheat? How does a producer cheat, exactly?
Well, actually, if she had an idea and gave it to Turi or somebody, or Barbara, or Bob,
I don't frequently give ideas to Turi or Bob.
Oh, so that means you do once in a while. Well, I said you just cheated once in a while.
You're right, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's stuff you wouldn't do anyway.
Well, that's okay, then.
Okay.
You can give them ideas if we decide to throw them out, then that's fine.
I only throw them your best table scraps, Don.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, that's as long as it stays that way. Otherwise, we'll have to, I don't know, we'll have to...
Sack my sorry butt?
Well, yeah, or at least accuse you of infidelity, one of the two.
Don, did you have anything to do with last weekend's farm toy show in New Ulm, Minnesota? It was held at Vogel Arena down there.
There's a Vogel Arena in New Ulm.
Yeah, and they had a farm toy show.
It's amazing what you can do with these tractors. And now, here's a... I don't know much about farm toys. Grader?
Combine? Harvester?
Combine, yeah.
All right, what you do is you take this combine, press this button, and it starts to vibrate, see?
Oh, and then you just lay right up against him.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about the Vogel Arena.
Yeah, some guy named Dale Curtis sent that to us. Thought you might have had something to do with it.
Thank you, Dale. No, didn't know about it. Had no idea about it. And glad to know about it.
Actually, what you'd like to be called the Vogel Arena, or perhaps Vogel Stadium, I imagine, would be that ballpark next year when the minor league team
rolls in. Oh, man.
Vogel Stadium.
I tell you, I'm going to be out there. Not only am I going to be out there a lot next year when the St. Paul Saints come marching in, but I want to throw out the first ball at the first game. That's my new goal. And Mike Vec, is the guy who owns the team, is Bill Vec's son, so you know it's going to be zany.
Now, for those who don't know Bill Vec... He was?
Famous owner who did things like send a midget up to bat for the St. Louis Browns one time just because the team was so lousy anyway. He thought the midget could get a walk. Sure enough, he did.
And this guy's known for some pretty, son for some pretty wacky things.
Yeah.
I think we should get a lobbying effort for you to throw out that first ball.
Well, I want to. And as a matter of fact, I think Mike Vec used to listen to my show when I was in Chicago, so I may have a leg up on this deal. But that'd really be amazing. Talk about a thrill going out to the mound. I don't know if I could heave 160 feet 6 inches, though. I don't know if I could throw it that far. But it'd be great to be able to...
That would be an honor.
Throw out the first ball. Maybe I could stand like halfway between the mound and the plate. Or Tommy could be my catcher. Good luck to you trying to catch it, too.
But, this way, Don.
I tend to not have great control. I remember one time I had these friends of mine on this little league team, and I was about maybe 10, 12 years old, and I always had this desire to pitch, and my father wouldn't let me pitch like to a live batter because he had this vision of a guy hitting a line drive back to me, and of course me not being able to see it.
It could blind you.
Exactly. I thought it was very short-sighted on his part, because what the hell's it going to do to me? Except kill me, maybe.
Other
than that, you know, it's not going to do that much. But I remember after a game one time, I had this urge to stand on the mound and just throw to the catcher, and they let me do it. And I thought I was throwing him right down the middle, and every pitch was like 3 feet outside, 5 feet high.
But you were hearing it hit the glove. You were.
Well, some cases, although most of the time it hit the screen.
Oh.
But it'd be a great thrill to be able to... I wonder if they say where Mike Vec is, so we can just call him and get this thing squared away for next year, because it's never too early to set that up.
And if it takes a letter-writing campaign, we've got the listeners to do it.
We do? I mean, we do. I hope we do. I'm still shocked about the fact they had in the Star and Trip today that there are at least three girls in the area here playing football.
That's right, playing ball.
And we're not talking touch football here. We're talking actual football.
Gridiron girls.
And I'm shocked by that somehow.
The way the rules work here is if you're a girl and you want to play a high school sport and they don't have a team specifically set up for girls, you're welcome on the boys' team.
Now, is there such a thing as girls' tackle football teams?
There are none, not in this state.
So
there are women's rugby teams, which is a form of that.
So if a female wants to go out for football on the boys' team, she's more than willing to do that in this state. And there are at least three of them who are playing.
Right. Now one...
And more who are trying.
One guy, he's a league associate director who coordinates football, says, "We've had girls before. That's not unusual. I usually get 5 or 8 phone calls a year. My answer is to treat them like anyone else, give them an opportunity, and usually they drop out."
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says, but there are at least three girls here that are sticking with it and are quite good, according to their coaches.
No, I'm sorry. Call me old-fashioned. Go ahead. Call me... It's not... I mean, it's not so much as the chauvinist thing. It's just... It's a protective thing. I mean, you know what I mean? The thought of a girl being hit, like, with a vicious block, you know what I mean? Or tackled viciously, you know what I mean? It just...
Would you have the same sympathy for a real kind of a lanky, skinny boy?
No.
Hmm.
No, it's a protective instinct. It's that... Goes back to the hunter.
Of course, then that is chauvinism, Don. I guess in a nutshell.
I guess it is, but can't it just be because you value the opposite sex and you don't want to hurt them? I don't know. I mean,
maybe there is a fine line that can be drawn here. You basically don't want them hurt.
Yeah, I mean, if you could tackle them gently and just sort of caress them as you.
Tell that to Dick Budkin. Caress them on the way down.
Yeah. I mean,
which brings us full circle to your question.
I wonder if guys do that. I wonder if any guys, like, were playing in the game with them. I wonder if they, like, grab them around the ankles or something. Just sort of, you know, come on, hon, go down. That's it.
Actually, I think Wally Hilgenberg of the Vikings used to caress him. He said that technique, we're kind of coaxing them down with kind of softly and with touching strokes and that sort of thing.
But I don't know how I feel about the... I mean, I guess it's up to them, certainly. I have nothing against them playing football if they want to. It just... I mean, but... I wonder if a boy can just go out and rack him as if it was another boy, you know?
Well, I bet you with that helmet on and with all those pads on and such, and these girls are fairly young, I bet they don't know the difference out there.
Oh, man. But I mean, you know, some girls in high school are very well developed. I wonder how that interacts with the football play. See, I think, let me just say to begin with, I think it's stupid to ever play football, no matter if it's a boy or a girl. Now, I like football a lot. And there's a lot of games I never miss. I'll never miss a Vikings game all year, probably. Mm-hmm. And I won't. There are a lot of college games, and I'm a big football fan. If somebody else wants to play it and be mutilated and maimed, that's up to them, you know?
Right.
It's their body, I say fine. But I think to actually play football, it has to be the stupidest game in the world because maybe it's me. I'm not a big fan of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Your philosophy
really isn't that different from, say, someone who, during the days of the Roman Empire, when the Christians were thrown to the lions, wouldn't want to participate themselves, mm-hmm. but like to go and watch.
Exactly. If people want to go out, jeopardize their bodies, and just get them mutilated, torn, ruptured, trodden upon, that's fine. But I've often even wondered if there's some kind of a sadomasochistic thing with football players, you know? I don't know what it is, but all I know is the thought of being a running back, being handed the ball, and then being pummeled by three or four guys, it just doesn't grab me. I don't know. Maybe I guess I'm just silly. I sort of like my body in one piece, and I like it to be mobile, you know, as mobile as I get at least, and I like it to feel good.
It brings me back to my days on the playground in grade school when we used to play kill the guy with the ball. In wintertime, you'd throw the ball to a guy, and about 30 guys would just tackle him and crush him. And invariably what would happen is that ball would be tossed to the kid most hated in the class. If you got the ball, if you got the ball tossed to you, you knew you weren't liked, and then they just loved the legality of being able to pummel you.
There was a guy that I went to school with, the most hated guy in the public schools, as far as I knew, named Tom Jones. And Tom, we had a game set up, the north side against the south side, and the whole purpose of the game was to get Tom Jones.
And was he in on it?
Yeah. He didn't know. Oh. He just thought, we just conned him into playing for the south side team that I played for. But I had talked to the north side guys, and we had nothing against each other. The whole purpose of the game was to pummel Tom Jones. And every opportunity to just get him. And that was the whole purpose of the game.
How many cracks did you have at him?
I had a couple, and I enjoyed them very much. He couldn't quite figure out why a guy in the same team was pummeling him, but that was...
But he wasn't going to ask any questions.
No, he dared not. No. We had about one...
Say, fellas, is this typical that you're all on my team, and of course I'm getting battered about quite a bit here.
At one point, we had like six guys who were sitting on him to make sure he was down, and then his mother came to school and was very upset. We hurt Tommy. And we enjoyed it. Hi, you're on the talk station. Mike? He's gone. Hi, you're on the talk station. Tom?
I think it'd be hard to play with the women, because if you knew there was one on the other side of the line, it'd be maybe hard to, like, you know, really hit them.
That's what I'm saying. I would have great difficulty hitting a woman as hard as a guy.
But the other thing would be, wouldn't be so bad if they got involved in sports like wrestling.
Ooh. Yeah, and even football. I mean, if you got to huddle with somebody who was attractive, that might be fun as well. Thank you. I could see that. It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tim.
Hi. I've played football with a girl before. I'll tell you, there's some that can really do it. We played some neighborhood football when I was a kid, and we had one of the guys' cousin joined in and played a game with us, and about maybe 30 seconds into the game, she tackled me so hard she knocked the wind out of me.
Oh, you wuss.
Well, I'll tell you, I tried to get back at her later on when they had the ball, and she had the ball. I tackled her and received an elbow in the face for the trouble.
Oh, man.
So some of them are tough.
And you call
some of them you can't have sympathy for.
And you call yourself a man, sir. Is that what you're calling yourself here?
Well, I'm just letting you know that not all women are going to just fall over and start crying.
But, Tim, here's my question. It's about the nature of people who play football, who jeopardize their bodies. I've never quite understood that, the giving and receiving of significant pain. I've never quite gotten into that. I don't get it.
Well, I suppose it's getting past that pain that, you know, they try to get beyond that pain. It's supposed to make them better.
Yeah.
Better sportsmen somehow.
But then I hear these pro football players, like I interviewed a guy one time who used to play for the Bears, and he said that he got up like the day after a game and literally he couldn't get out of bed. It took him like, you know, a long time to get out of bed, and he was just a total mess. He couldn't wear his rings because his fingers were so screwed up. Now, this is like a Monday after a Sunday game, and I'm thinking, you know, why would anybody ever want to put themselves through that?
Well, it's a high price to pay, but it's a fun game.
Actually, I heard, and I may be mistaken, I may have just got this in the rumor mill, but I thought I heard that in another publicity stunt, Barbara Carlson was going to try to outdo her tattoo publicity stunt by playing four downs with the Vikes this week.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, that's right. And I want to tell you, I don't want to get hit, but I'm going to be out there to prove that women can do as much as men can do. And if
I have a chance, I want the Vikings offensive line to protect me because I know I can do it.
Barbara Carlson and the Vikings. That would be interesting.
Now, please, Jerry Zimmerman, don't miss your block. I really mean it because I don't want to get hit because it is such an ouchie if I get hit on my back. Hi, Ross. You're in the touch.
Hey, Dan, you sound just like you.
Thank you.
Just like Barbara. Hey, I wanted to give you a little perspective. I don't quite agree with Tim because he could have kicked her in the shins or something and knocked her down. But I do martial arts, and some of the women that are there, well, I wouldn't say that they were trying to be men or anything, but some of them are pretty good at what they do, and I find it really hard, sparring and stuff like that, to actually throw a punch at a woman.
See, that's what I'm seeing. It's just
that's a cultural thing.
Yeah, exactly. You're not born. You're not schooled that way. You know.
But we are able to overcome it.
Well, maybe so. I mean, I guess. My ex-wife, for example, I could really nail her. I could just pummel her big time.
Yeah, but not if she were taking the class I'm taking.
That's true. Thank you.
Man, I like to get her in a football game. My ex-wife.
Well, you say that now. You had your chance. You never took advantage of it?
Well, they got laws against those things. She never agreed to play football, but if she had, oh, man, what I could have... Oh, I would have had no remorse whatsoever, man.
You should have set up a kind of a north-south game with her as the target.
Yeah.
Similar to Tom Jones.
Oh, man, that would have been neat.
No, was that, we didn't clarify that, but was that the Tom Jones, the Welshman?
No.
Oh.
No, this is another guy who was a stoolie, total tattletale, and just all around much hated individual by anyone. What'd you say was next, Tony? Okay, Steve, you're on the talk station.
Hiya, Steve.
Oh, you would have been.
Well, I tell you, I'd never play football.
Why is that?
Well... One, I'd have to trim my nails down because I'd probably break one trying to either catch or throw the ball.
That would be a jump.
Two, the big thing is, of course, that they print your height and weight in the paper.
Yeah, because they list...
Yeah, who wants to put their weight, their real actual weight in the paper along with their height?
The girls that they were writing about here, they did have their names. They had Stephanie Kreisel or Kreisel. She's a tight end. She's 5'10", 150. And she doesn't have blinding speed, but she can catch the ball. Amber Heglin. Can't you mention Keith Jackson? Amber Heglin.
What's she?
She's a cornerback, and she is small for football standards. 5'5", 100 and, what was her height?
135
135
pounds.
But I can imagine Keith Jackson. Quarterback to throw, looking, throwing long, and, Heglin, intercepted by Amber Heglin.
But she's not as small as Marie Eng, who's 5'4", 130 pounds.
But Amber doesn't know if she's going to play football because she hurt her shoulder. And, so that's...
Interesting thing on Marie Eng, 5'4", 130. I thought, boy, how'd she fare her first game? Well, she says, I didn't get there in time to make any tackles, but I hope to play a lot of second string halfback.
But, you know, if you're on the other team and you were attracted to... somebody on the on a girl that played on the other team, there'd be a lot of holding penalties. Jamie, you're on the talk station.
Hi.
Hi.
I think you guys are forgetting something, though. We're talking about high school boys.
Do you think they're a cruel lot?
I do. I mean, I think they're very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're probably trying to prove something. They want these girls off the team. This is their sport.
Well, I know some of the rap artists who make these violent rap songs against women, they obviously are very aggressive, but does it transcend to the football team, too?
I think it does to high school boys.
Actually, interestingly enough, there's very little. In fact, I can't find anything stated in this article about any boys being quoted being against it.
Oh, I don't necessarily think they're against it. I just think that this would be a great opportunity for them to prove a point.
Could be.
Yeah, that may be.
Thanks. I just don't know if I could... I don't know if I could do it. But again, playing football to me is so... It's so ludicrous just because of the pain.
No, I played a little rugby in college. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a... You think football's sick, at least you got pads.
Yeah.
Rugby, you don't have anything. No pads at all.
Was it fun?
Well, the after-game parties
just
were...
Just the fact that the game was over, you're not in pain anymore, I imagine.
There was a lot of good times around the game itself.
But couldn't you just have the good times without playing in the game, is my question.
Well, you felt like you earned it after a game. Like you really had a couple of kegs coming your way.
Yeah, but the next day, weren't you sore and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I remember I was guys on my floor my freshman year, just broken noses and legs. I was waiting for my turn. People were just beat up. I thought, God, I'm not injured yet. When's it going to happen?
And, you know, the philosophical question that keeps popping into my little mind is, what's the point? And again, I'll listen to the games. If they're playing them, if there's somebody else either doing it for a scholarship or getting paid, I'll listen to the games. But I just think that to play football and subject yourself to pain is absurd. I don't know. But I guess some folks are into pain. I don't know.
You probably wouldn't be big into bullfighting either.
Not a bit. Unless the bull was dead. High around 60 today. What is it right now, Howie? Well, anyway... 59 degrees. Don Vogel, Talk Station, KSTP, AM 1500.
And now a man with the world at his fingertips. No wonder he can't keep his hands to himself. It's Don Vogel on AM 1500 KSTP.
And everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird, the word, the bird, bird, bird. The bird, the bird,
the bird. They don't like this anymore, Jeremy.
No, they don't.
The bird, the word.
Now they write songs like Cop Killer.
That's right. See, this is a nice, innocent song that just proclaims that the bird, in fact, is the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's very innocent, very nice.
However, played backwards,
it says, 646-8255. Girls playing football, we've been talking about that. Next hour, by the way, we're going to do what we did, this goes back a few months, I guess. A very popular feature called the reenactment of news events. Just like the tabloid shows do, just like America's Most Wanted, just like those shows that reenact news events, we can do it on the radio. And actually do it easier because you can, you know, you don't have to show anything, you just little audio and use your imagination.
Yeah.
And so we've got some good recent ones to use, so we'll do that after 3. It's 2:30 right now, Wendy Lupovich with Eyewitness News, KSTP, the talk station, and then more of the show.
Radio defies description. AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
Can't you imagine John Madden talking about one of these football players like, you see Stephanie Crystal going over the middle and boom! She gets a shoulder pad right to her bazunga. Boom! And down she goes. Boy, that hurt, it seemed like to me, if you had a shoulder pad in the old...
But I imagine women must wonder how men react to what must happen quite frequently is the occasional tackle to the groin area.
Ouchie. I know how I'd react very, very painfully, I would think. Steve, you're on the talk station. Steve.
Actually, it's Jason, Don.
Can we call you Steve?
Oh, you can, but Holly screwed it up, so it's not my fault if you call me Steve.
Well, maybe I screwed it up. Holly, did you say Steve on 4?
Actually.
Actually, I did say Steve because, well, I was trying to commercial... Anyway.
I've always been a big fan of the name Drake. Could we just use Drake for this?
Hey, you guys can... It's your show.
All right. Jerk, what do you want? just kidding. Just kidding.
I've got a question. I've got a comment.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is I'd like to know if a girl... play a boys' sport in high school if a guy could play a girls' sport in high school.
Like if a guy wanted to go out for the girls' volleyball team?
Exactly.
They can.
They can
unless there is an all-boys version of that team.
Do you know if there is any in high school anywhere? Maybe?
Volleyball? Or what are you talking about? Which sport?
Volleyball, is that co-ed or is that just...
As far as I know, I've only heard of girls.
Yeah, so have I.
I'm sure.
I would think you'd have to make it just... You'd have to make it so a guy could go out for volleyball.
Exactly. Okay. Otherwise, it would be a discrimination.
Exactly.
We don't want that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Another one, I got a comment. I was also in martial arts with girls, and I had a problem with it until I got my nose broken by a girl. And then I kind of realized it was okay for them to be there.
I think that would make an impact on you, yeah.
So, all right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. That used to be a disc jockey name of mine. Do you know that?
Which one was that?
Martial arts.
Oh.
Hello, this is martial arts. I was up in the Catskills. I used to do a show. Like an interview show, so play some music. And, hello, this is martial arts. Nice to be with you. I'm telling you, have we got a show for you?
Was there any theme at all relating to the...
Not at all. It was just a name that I used, and then we did interviews. I'm telling you, there's a comic. You're going to love him. Then we talk to him, we play a song, come back. Hello, this is martial arts. It was didn't last too long.
Doesn't sound like it.
No. I tried my best, but it just failed somehow. I don't know.
I got a weird story for you.
Yes, sir?
Some plane flying over Miami, loaded down with cocaine, was being chased by police. I don't know, did they chase him in planes? Anyway, they're being chased by Federal Drug Enforcement Agency officials, and they ended up having to dump out of the plane for fear of getting caught $21 million worth of cocaine, which fell from the sky in bales into a suburban neighborhood. Can you imagine folks in the middle of the afternoon just strolling down the street with their children?
Gee,
and here comes $21 million of cocaine? Just landed there. Right in the suburb.
Boy, imagine if Steve Howe of the Yankees knew about that, huh? He'd be right there, boy. He had...
Honey, take the kids. They're going to be gone for a while.
He had about...
No, Mr. Anderson, I'll clean that up. Go back in your house. I'll get that.
He had about 200 other athletes who have been nailed for cocaine possession at one time or other. Man.
And Tim Allen.
That's right, boy. That's right, because Tim Allen was in jail for the guy who called last week and was mad at us because we said that. Who's next, Tommy? All right. Steve, you're on the talk station.
Hey, call me Jason.
All right, Jason, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I got a sport that you could play.
Mm-hmm.
Bullfighting, but the bull has to be blind.
Oh, that would be cool. Although, I wouldn't even trust myself against a blind bull, to be honest, because they probably move faster than I do.
Well, maybe the audience could help you out. You
know? Maybe.
Actually,
so.
The only fair thing there would probably be bat fighting for Don. Bats are supposed
That's
to be
right.
blind.
Ooh.
That's right. Thank you, sir. James is where? We'll take a couple of more football calls here, and then we'll move on, because Tommy has wacky stats. And after three, we're going to do the... reenactment of news events. We got some dandies today to reenact, too. And it just takes your imagination, basically. That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I haven't said hi to Willie today. I guess we should probably...
No, you still haven't, Don Bobo. And I feel sort of bad about that. You know, I thought you guys missed me.
Well, we missed you when we were at the fair, Willie, and you weren't around, but now you're here with us.
Well, I know, but you didn't recognize... You didn't tell what there.
That's Don's fault. It's his show. He calls the shots.
Well, don't blame it on me, man.
Well,
you take the introduction. You didn't even let Willie do that.
Yeah, that's right, Tommy Micker. You didn't even let me do that.
Well, Willie, that's a role that I've had some enjoyment with lately. I'm sure you can have your turns at it as well.
I hope so. But it's so glad to be back in the Twin Cities.
I will say that I think a lot more of our listeners understood my introduction than have ever understood yours.
Oh, yeah?
Every time you do one, Don has to translate what the devil you're saying.
Well, I think you ain't got nobody to say that to me.
I'll rest my case.
Well, don't fight, you guys.
Well, I mean, the man come out to say things like that to me. I don't think it fair.
What?
646 Talk. Where's James? Did you say? All right. Hello, James.
Good afternoon, Don.
Yes, sir.
First off, my comment on that football, I would not be able to play with a girl. Because I could not really hit them hard. I mean,
you're unable to, sir?
Well, yeah, I would not be able to. I mean, it goes against everything that I've been taught. I mean,
I know that's the thing. It's all cultural. It's all again. If my ex-wife wanted to have that little game of football, I certainly could batter her around a bit.
Well, second thing, it's good to hear Willie back again.
Well, thank you, Dane. That's very nice of you to say. You're the first guy who noted me.
Yeah, okay, and the third issue that I have to talk about is Barbara's butt gang tattoo.
Her butt getting tattooed.
Did you hear that Steve Conrad took a video of that?
Yes, I understand. It's just a doggone shame I'm blind and I can't witness
Well, when I heard that on the Yates show this morning, I lost my appetite for breakfast.
That could be a good weight-reducing plan. Thank you. He took a video of my buttock when it was tattooed, and I just understand... Jane, you're on the talk station.
Hi, Don. I wanted to let you know, you guys were talking about the girls playing football and about rugby. There's something that people probably don't know about. There's a huge women's rugby network across the country that goes on. There's actually about a dozen women's teams that play in Minnesota.
Yeah, no, I am aware of that. In fact, I knew a lot of the women that played on the rugby teams around here in Minnesota.
Where did you go to college?
St. John's.
Yeah, so did you put people from St. Ben's?
Yeah, and there was also, you know, St. Ben's teams would play people around here like the Amazons.
Right.
Now, Jane, are you on one of these rugby, in this rugby network?
Yes, I am, in fact. In fact, I was just, there's a big international rugby match. The USA National Women's Team is playing the Canadian Nationals up at Blaine this weekend. And I was, there's a camp for the national team that's going on up at the Sports Center today and tomorrow and Saturday, and then the big game is on Sunday, and I was driving to work from the clinic, and I heard you guys talking about it.
Now, again, you wake up the next day, and I would imagine significant pain, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's kind of a relative thing. You know, if, for example, my mother walked into a doorway, she gets a little bruise. It's a big deal to her because she's got a bruise, and it hurts on her arm. But rugby players, and you probably know about rugby players, you don't know that you have a bruise. You know, pain, it becomes relative.
What position do you play?
A hooker. Womp, womp, womp.
So the next day you're waking up and you're aching all over, right?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, it depends on the...
And again, my question is, why put yourself through that?
This is the reason I had to call, because I heard you ask that before. It's a little bit like bungee jumping. It's an adrenaline rush. Why do you do it? Because it's an adrenaline rush. You have to, first of all, it's a fitness culture, right? You have to work out hard to be able to play at the higher level. You know, at an international level, it's very competitive. The U.S. played in Wales at the first ever Women's World Cup last spring and won the World Cup, so they're a pretty good team, and you have to be incredibly fit to play at that level, but it's an adrenaline rush. It's how hard can you play, and it's you against somebody else, and it's a rugby, unlike even, well, football's more like it, but a lot of other sports, like baseball, is more individual. You know, you're at the plate by yourself, and rugby's totally a team thing. And
Well, good luck with it.
You should come up and see it or listen to it or whatever. Have somebody tell you about it. Come
listen
up
to the,
and watch the rugby this weekend.
Listen to the bodies whack.
Exactly. Listen to the bodies whack. It's a good time. It's up at Blaine on Sunday at 2 o'clock, and there's a lot of fun stuff going on up there.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Well, I think we're going to, at this point, move on from the girls playing football. I appreciate the calls. I don't think I could play football with a girl. I'd much rather just play footsie with a girl, to be very honest. Tommy has wacky stats. We got a ton of stuff to do, and including take a break. KSTP, the talk station, Don Vogel Show, Tommy Mischke, Holly Palmer, and you.
In case you couldn't tell, this is AM 1500, KSTP, the
My
talk
baby,
station.
She's made out of love.
Yeah.
Like one of those bunnies out of what used to be the Playboy Club. They don't have those anymore, do they?
Playboy Clubs have all closed, I believe.
Yeah, they're all gone. Shows how dated that song is. A story. We always like to keep you up on what's going on with the famous guru, the famous guy who hosted American Bandstand for so many years. And there's another story about him today. Dick Clark, it says, seeks talks with ANC to stop violence.
And now the rap group?
I guess that's what they are.
What's
they said the communists are trying to ruin reform. So communists must be a group I haven't heard of, another rap group. But Dick Clark back in the news today, is he...
No, he's, of course, America's oldest teenager, but why does he... He seems to be more in a mediation role than he ever was.
Yeah, it's almost like he's a politician or something lately. I don't understand what...
Every time!
Huh?
Every time! What? Okay, one more time. I'll explain this one more time.
Well, I think it's self-explanatory.
It's not
Dick Clark...
No. It's not Dick Clark. The clerk.
That's what he said.
I said Dick Clark seeking talks with ANC to stop violence. Communists.
I wonder if that isn't rap music in the whole.
No, book. No. It has nothing to do with rap music.
What
the leader
are they? A rock,
no, no, no,
rock heavy metal? Communists? No, a heavy metal group?
No. The leader of South Africa's last name is De Klerk. D-E-K-L-E-R-K, De Klerk.
Why are you talking about South Africa now?
We're talking about Dick Clark. Here.
That's the story.
He's America's oldest teenager.
No, that's the story. The story is about De Klerk and ANC, which is the African National Congress.
Where do they play, or where can you hear them?
Congress.
Oh, it's a soul kind.
No,
it's a soul kind of group.
No.
They might be on BET, the Black Entertainment.
It's like the Democrats and the Republicans. The ANC is a political group there.
Oh, they just do like Bob Dylan tunes, kind of more politically oriented? Or
they're not a rap group. Mm. No. This is South African politics we're discussing. This is a very serious issue.
Oh,
it has nothing to do with Dick Clark. And it has nothing to do with rap music.
I see. Oh. See, I don't listen to public radio or TV enough.
Thanks.
That's my problem.
Anytime.
Got it confused. Speaking of Clark.
Hi, Don.
How you doing?
I think you're misinterpreting that story about the cocaine dropping into South Florida.
Yeah.
You know, we go over and airdrop supplies into Somalia to relieve distress, and and fly in supplies to Sarajevo. Don't you think this is just the Colombians looking at the distress that may
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they figure it makes the Hurricane Andrew victims feel a little better.
To airdrop some supplies in there. The roads are all clogged with people bringing in 2x4s and roofing supplies. They just have to get the supply in any way they can.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't think of it that way.
You
thanks
know,
for...
I think we should be really happy that these other countries are coming over and helping out.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, man. I appreciate it.
Huh.
All right. Well, I'm glad that he did because I'd forgotten that. Off-air portion of the show at 3 o'clock. If you don't like to talk on the air, you got a question or comment. At 3 o'clock, 646-8255. Same number exists. You've got something else there?
Well, I do.
I
have the information. Again, more information than I brought back with me from my recent trip.
Yes, wacky stats. Of course, Tommy's other job is the... What is your exact title with Wacky Stats magazine?
I have been promoted just recently to head researcher. Mm-hmm. And I am researching, well, they say head research.
Nothing wrong with researching some head, I always say.
See, I was good trying to tiptoe around that, but when I first started this, I just casually mentioned this to you, and people would call up and started to want wacky stats, and I said, well, what the heck? I'll spend a little more time with them than I ordinarily would and do a little research
you
myself.
You spent a whole week on the West Coast compiling more wacky stats.
And anybody out there wants to call up, 646-TALK, just call up. Give me a category that you're interested in, and I can tell you what findings we have in that particular category.
Yeah. 646-8255. Now, do you have some categories in mind that...
Oh, sure.
Why don't you name the categories and see what happens? Maybe somebody can relate them to these categories.
Categories include bartenders, general gripes, sexuality, mating habits...
Mm-hmm. Which is sexuality.
Salesman, right, I guess. Hatred... We have a category here, Bob Hope. It's a whole category just on Bob.
I'd like to hear one from that category,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Well, in this particular poll done by a gentleman named Parker and his wife, Liz Smith, the Parker Smith poll of Americans recently asked the question, when the devil do you suppose old Bob Hope is going to die? Now, that was the question, and they called several, apparently 500 people across the country, so there's a margin of error of 3 or 4%.
Boy, talk about a wasted phone bill.
The overwhelming response... Not soon enough. 98% of Americans reported that while publicly they admire the man and wish for his continued success and good health, secretly they find him a walking argument for euthanasia. Said one disgruntled American, I was a soldier in Nam when he came to entertain us. And though it was nice of him to come, I think I would have had more fun hanging from a bamboo stick in a Hanoi POW camp.
Well, not too fond of... Mr. Hope. Sue, you're on the talk station.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like a sex wacky stat.
Ooh, with that voice, I can understand why.
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen.
All right, thanks.
In a recent survey, and this I find fascinating, because you never hear about surveys that are actually turned on the person during doing the survey. In a recent survey, Masters and Johnson were asked about their own mating habits. Now, after 47 years of studying the sexual habits of others, it seems no one had ever confronted the famous sexologist on their own life of intimacy. So this is a really turning the tables on these people.
Yeah, I'd say.
Now, according to the reports, the couple said, to this day, they remain virgins, having never so much as entertained the notion of sex. This is Masters and Johnson.
Just like people who've been married five times giving advice to people, isn't it?
Their reason is interesting, too. They say it's like a mechanic who works on his car all day and then comes home and can't find the energy to work on his own.
I guess that makes sense. Ray, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, do you have any wacky stacks on the Dick Clark controversy?
On the Dick Clark controversy? That is fresh. I mean, you're talking about something that just came up today.
Can you relate it to politics, maybe, or to rock music? Because I would cover Dick Clark in either arena, I guess.
Here is an interesting one that I can relate directly to Dick Clark.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dick Clark certainly gets his car washed, I would imagine.
I'm sure he does. Most Americans do at one time or another, unless they're me and they don't have one.
In a direct connection, in a direct segue from Dick Clark, in a survey of Americans who regularly run their car through an automatic car wash, the question was asked, how many of you secretly enjoy getting out of the car in the middle of the washing process and having the rotating cloth roller bars, pump out you about the face and neck?
Wait a minute, who would want that?
Well, there apparently was some reason to believe that Americans, because you don't get to see when you go into a car wash what's going on in there, it's just assumed that people are sitting in their car, there was some reason to believe that some Americans were getting out of the car in the midst of the wash.
Well, what kind of ninny would have reason to believe that, though?
It was a rumor, and they wanted to find out if it was true.
So what was this?
Apparently, 2% answered affirmatively. 2% said they do get out and are pummeled by these cloth roller bars.
And enjoy it.
In an interesting side note, every member of that 2% had a wife named Etta. That's just a little side note. That was just a coincidence.
I'm not surprised, actually. It's about 5 minutes to three. More wacky stats momentarily. Don Vogel's show, KSTP, the talk station.
And now a man who lives life on the edge and occasionally stumbles off. It's Don Vogel on AM 1500 KSTP.
Get into my kind of music. I dove it out, down it out.
Yeah, but Willie, that's not even in tune.
Well, I didn't say it was in tune. I just said it my kind of music.
Yeah. All right, time for a couple of more wacky stats. Let's see, let's go to Dave.
Hi, I'd like a wacky stat on something that's more frustrating than the mosquitoes in this state, and that's vending machines.
Vending machines? Mm-hmm. Well, I think we can help you by finding a wacky stat that directly relates to vending machines.
All right.
This one, the U.S. Census Bureau conducted a poll of Americans named Oscar. And they recently attempted to survey Americans in an attempt to determine once and for all, beyond any reasonable doubt, how many are named Oscar.
What does this have to do with vending machines? Because Oscar Mayer wieners might come out of them?
No, I'm going to directly relate it.
Oh, okay.
For the 10th year in a row, potential Oscars across the country were not home to declare themselves. 72% were bowling. That's up from 68% last year. 19% were sitting at seat 3 in Jerry's Corner Bar in Butte, Montana.
But again, what does this have to do with...
I'm relating it directly to that. Right. I'm making a direct connection, if you'd be patient.
Didn't mean to rush.
And 9% were in the garage fastening a garden hose to their exhaust pipe. That's down from 27% who were fastening a garden hose to their exhaust pipe last year. Now, what's interesting about this is that in the same way that this is about Americans who do various things, vending machines really in a lot of ways relate to Americans who do various things.
Oh, this is I see.
Vending, you got vending machines, a very American thing, and you have this whole Oscar business and how that relates to Americans. In a way, it's indirect, but I like to call it...
Oh, it is, in a way. Yeah, but you did relate it, though, somehow. All right.
There it is.
No more time for wacky stats. Thanks for... those will certainly do this. It's a weekly feature. It is a weekly feature of the show.
Not to be confused with a week feature.
Exactly, exactly. Off-air portion of the show upcoming, 646-8255. So, learned about wacky stats, girls playing footsie is what I prefer. Football is what they're playing. And next hour, all those reenactments of famous news events.
Boy, I got goosebumps.
After the news, if you want something reenacted that happened in history, just let us know. We'll start out with a few, and we'll just go from there. And a lot to do. Wonder if a woman's going to call and rip me today. Last 2 days, women have called to rip me, Tommy. KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, AF 1500, the talk station, Don Vogel Show, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Rip away.
Because comedy is so close to tragedy, and truth really is stranger than fiction. It's AM 1500, KSTP.
Stone blind, out of his mind.
Well, at least nobody ripped me today.
Stone blind, out of his mind.
I must be doing something wrong.
Doing a little Cab Calloway, Willie.
Did they win a gripping?
Who? Cab Calloway.
I don't need a cab right now, but if I do, I'll let you know.
All right, Willie.
And my name ain't Calloway.
Yeah, Getaway, I think.
Anyway, anyhow, time now for the Don Bobo, though, because it's that time in the afternoon when the fat blind man come in and do his show. So, here's the man who don't blend out of his man, the wildest man in the twin-titted Don Bobo.
Hey,
hope you're happy, Willie. You got your intro.
Thank you, Willie.
Yeah, don't I get one a day? That's all I need, really.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy to provide it, sir. Some guy called during the news and asked who, what band Robert Palmer was in originally. Do you remember offhand?
Robert Palmer.
If anybody knows, 646-8255.
Palmer should know.
The guy called upon me to answer the question, and I failed him miserably, and I fail so often. Tommy, it's just so sad, but I keep trying, nevertheless.
You're a hack, Vogel.
I try to do the very best I can, which often, this isn't necessarily good enough. Holly, do you know who the Robert Palmer band was? Have you ever heard of Robert Palmer?
I've heard of Robert Palmer.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Boom, boom, boom.
Something along
Vogel
those lines,
show.
Yeah.
Tommy, give me the answer.
Tommy taking calls off the air to see.
Power station, folks.
No, the guy said it wasn't power station.
Guy says it wasn't power station, sir.
He says, I know people will say power station, but it's not right.
He says it was a bunch of fellas from Duran Duran, and power station was the name.
You know, we got the facility to take these calls on the air.
We do? Let's try that.
All right. Hi.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It was the power station, mid-80s.
This guy says no. This
no,
guy
it's
that called
the truth.
Up. All right, thanks. Hi, you're on the...
See, that was much more authentic having him on the air, wasn't it?
It really was.
just enough.
You probably hadn't realized that we had that technology. Now
I saw the light going, and I said, I know that guy's got the answer.
No, actually, you can put him right on the air now. It's amazing. Hi, you're on the talk station.
Hi. Everybody knows Robert Palmer was from Led Zeppelin, doesn't they?
That's Robert Plant, sir.
Oh, I got the wrong one.
Thank you very much. Hi, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, he wasn't with any band. He was always just by himself. And then about 5 years after he was already out, he went with those guys from Duran Duran.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Guy sounds convincing.
Might as well face it, I'm addicted to love. Might as well.
Hi, Palmer.
Hello, hi. Pardon me?
It's Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
No, it's a different Palmer.
All right.
Thank you.
I've heard that answer twice off the air now. It's Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. What do I know?
Oh, man, well, I don't know. The one guy did sound pretty convincing about
it. Yeah, he sounded like he was kind of a music geek, kind of a computer.
When you start giving dates, years and stuff, it
does make
you sound more authentic. Hi, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, it was a power station for certain. And it was a couple guys from Duran Duran and also Bernard Edwards, I believe, from Chic.
From Chic?
Yeah.
Thank you. Never heard of him.
And I think...
Hi, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, about Robert Palmer. It was he was also with... power station, like the other guy said, in the late 80s, but prior to that, he was with another band.
That's what the guy said. Prior to that,
there was some other band. I just got it. A guy just called in. I was taking it while you were taking that one. Apparently, he was with the Beatles.
He's the fifth Beatle.
He was the fifth Beatle.
Oh.
And apparently, he started the whole Paul is Dead thing, but there was an argument between those, and there was a knife fight or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't recall what it was. Anyway, he was a Beatle.
Oh, you're on it. No, you're not. Well, power station seems to be the popular consensus. You know what I did? I stupidly...
He was also the seventh Brady. Robert Palmer was the seventh Brady. You just spilled water all over me, Vogel.
Is that what I did?
Can I say that B word on the radio?
No.
Oh.
A reminder from AM 1500 KSTV, the talk station. Watch your mouth.
I was thumbing through some notes to look for something. You mentioned the Beatles, being the big Beatles freak.
And you wouldn't have even known. You would have just gone on with your day like nothing happened.
Well, nothing happened as far as I'm concerned. I don't care. I spilled water on you, so what? Hey, at least it wasn't Pepsi. Look at it that way.
Man.
Did you?
Harley, I'm soaked.
Collection of songs by the Beatles. Oh, you big baby.
What do you want me to do about it?
I think I'm in danger of getting electrocuted.
You want me to come in
there? Hey, this could be like a great reenactment. It wouldn't even be a reenactment. It would be like an actual event. Tommy Mischke being electrocuted on the radio. Sorry, Rosie. You could find a better father for the kid anyway. So...
Do you want some paper towels or something? Should I leave this important job I have to get you?
Got an engineering here with the towel. What a crack staff we have around here.
Crack? Crack.
Ah!
It'll get better. Don't worry about it. Yeah, wimp, for crying out loud. It's just electricity surging through your veins, that's all. Nothing. Well, I was rapidly thumbing through my notes, feeling my way through them, and I inadvertently knocked over a cup of water. Tommy's making a big deal about it.
This is a world of electronics, Don.
Mm-hmm.
The fear that this strikes in a guy surrounded by electronic equipment is something I don't know that you can realize. I've been in bands where music, equipment, electronic equipment's been around me, and someone spilled a beer, and there's been panic.
Here it is, a collection of Beatles songs is going to be released pretty soon, I guess beginning of next year. Bad to Me, which is one song that Billy J. Kramer made popular, is going to be released
Never
by the Beatles, who wrote it. The birds in the trees would be softly crying if they heard in the news.
Sounds like a real old Beatles song.
Yeah, it was like 64, whatever. Uh-huh. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. That's one of them. And then Leave That Kitten Alone is another one. I never heard that one. You can only guess.
Oh, that's a Billy Joel song. Leave the tender kitten alone.
It's got to be a John Lennon vocal, I would think, on that one, because he was still alive back then in 65.
Yeah, as opposed to those songs he wrote after he
yeah,
was
after,
killed.
Yeah, once he wrote after he was alive were not as strong, I didn't think, as the ones he wrote during his lifetime.
There was a lifelessness to them that just didn't...
Yeah, it just... They might have worked for the Grateful Dead, mm-hmm. but they never seemed to have that same punch or oomph to them that he had when he was with the Beatles. But Leave That Kitten Alone, I'm trying to think of how that would go. Hey, babe, you're bad to the bone. Do-do-do-do. I'm gonna leave that kitten alone. Something like that, maybe?
I'm almost positive that it went nothing like that.
All right, could you give me some more water, please, so I can spill it?
Sure, I'll leave the broadcast facility and fetch you a glass of water.
You're not doing anything now anyway. Just get,
can I get you anything else while I'm up and out, you know?
Well, I wouldn't mind. You got change for a 20?
No, I don't have change for a 20.
Hey, could you make an announcement to the building if anybody's got change for a 20 to just come in and... Because I need change for a 20 to
get
home.
Sure, you know what? In fact, I will personally go to everyone's desk and hit them up for change for a 20.
You know, it'd be interesting if we had our wireless mic capability, you could just...
I could take the wireless mic, walk around the building, and ask everyone if they have change. You know, there are about 8 people standing in my control room right now. Would you like me to ask them?
Yeah, any people? Would you ask them on the air?
Our crack staff, Scotty, has
20.
Just delivered a cup of water for you, Vogel.
Thank you, Scott.
If you pour it on me, I'm going to kill you.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I ran right out to the swamp to pick that up.
No?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You got change for a 20 while you're in here?
No one's got change for a 20.
Okay. Man, everybody's poorer on here. What the heck's going on?
This is radio, Vogel.
I guess so. How come I got a 20? I don't know.
I got a 22.
22. We don't have guns in the facility, Holly. Holly has a 22.
Uh-oh.
Attention. Attention, KSTP employees. Holly Palmer, producer of the Don Vogel Show, carrying a dangerous 22.
Everybody down. Everybody down.
Not like it's loaded.
What do you want?
Tommy?
Just give us your demands.
See, it's not loaded, Tommy.
It isn't worth
Look
it, Holly. You know that
there
you're
you
young.
Go.
You have a whole
right.
life ahead of you. Put
Holly,
it down.
I'm sorry,
put
I yelled
it down.
Sorry I yelled at you a few weeks ago, Holly. I didn't mean
oh,
I was just
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
kidding. No, Holly, yeah. please put
you
it down.
You know what they do to you in prison? I've heard of women's prisons.
That's
I've
right.
been to women's prisons.
They always show them on TV, and a woman comes in like Holly, who would be, compared to the other women, she wouldn't be near as experienced. She comes to the prison. Oh, look at her. Hi, Mama. And they just start whistling and stuff.
See, look, here. I'll fire it right up at the ceiling. It's not loaded. Honest to God. Look at this.
That's not 22. That's a 30.06. You what?
God, Holly, take it easy.
I'll put it away, I promise. I got my hip holster here. Hold on.
So, where was I? Oh, collection of Beatles songs. Bad to Me, Leave That Kitten Alone, and How Do You Do What You Do to Me? I wish I knew. Do you ever hear that song?
No.
You did too.
Well, how could I hear of them? Aren't these all unreleased?
No, that was a big hit for Jerry and the Pacemakers. See, that band and Billy J. Kramer band made these songs hits, even though the Beatles wrote them. But the Beatles had made renditions of them that were never released.
I see. And they probably couldn't release them.
And they were fighting over the rights to them.
I see.
But now they've gotten it straightened out, I guess, and they're going to release them.
Well, it doesn't sound to me like the best of the Beatles' work, that's for sure.
I'll spill some water for the heck of it. Reenacted news events. Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many news events that have happened in the history of our great world of universal republics, and we would like to now give you the opportunity to hear one reenacted. Maybe one that you weren't a party to. You weren't at it. You didn't see it on TV. Maybe there weren't TV cameras in range to pick it up. But, you know, all these tabloid shows like... Current Affair and all these shows have
hard
copies, recreated news events.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that actually happened, but it's not the actual event. It's a reenactment. America's Most Wanted, I think, is another show that has that kind of
That's
thing.
Right.
So we thought, by golly, you people in the radio audience should deserve it as well, and so we're just proud as punch to be able to give it to you. 646-8255. Now, I thought we would, they had a little story in Wisconsin a few days ago about these wacky guys pulling a little prank on their buddy. They got him drunk as a skunk, stiff as a hinge. The guy passed out, and they thought it'd really be funny to attach a wire to his wrist and attach that wire to the...
to a hot circuit.
Yeah, and then have somebody flip a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy's in Wisconsin, you know. I don't know what to say. It's too much cheese, right?
You spent a lot of time in Wisconsin. You must have a little more insight into their...
Yeah, no, I was...
psyche.
I was in the city of Milwaukee, which is different than the outskirts of Wisconsin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the smaller communities are where... Right. You really can run into it. There's a lot of inbreeding that can happen.
Need we say more? Wisconsin bred Jeffrey Dahmer, bred Ed Gein. We're talking about a community that's capable of almost anything.
Yeah, so, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, in case you weren't there, we thought we would reenact the news event.
Which guy will I be playing? The corp? I mean, the drunken, should I be the drunken guy?
No, because he was passed out.
I do a good passed out.
It'll be two of us... we'll both be friends of the guy talking, because the guy will never really say anything, because he's already passed out. He's just totaled as it is, so he's just out there. Okay, here we go. Ready?
All right.
Yeah, hey there. Boy, look at that guy there. He's drunker than a skunk. He's like passed out on the ground there.
Hey, it's Dave. I think it's Dave.
Yeah, hey, I got a good idea. Hey, come here once.
What?
Come here once. Here's my idea, see. What you do is you put his wire in his wrist. Yeah, hey there.
Hey.
Then you find your switch, you know?
Put it in there and plug him in?
You plug him in, and
oh,
I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Now, let's tie him up like this here. Put the wire in his wrist.
This ain't going to hurt him, is it?
This guy is like, I mean, he's cooler than a mackerel. Yeah, hey, I tell you the truth. So, okay, you ready?
This is going to wake him up.
Okay, flip the switch, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. He's flapping around.
And he looks more like a mackerel now.
Yeah, hey there. I'm telling you, look at him once. He's flopping around there. Yeah, hey.
What do you suppose? That might be a little long, though, huh? To have it on there?
Yeah, you think? I don't think it's going to hurt him
I'm just looking at the burn marks around his eyes.
I'm telling you, the guy is so loaded, he don't know what...
Well, the only reason I'm saying is his eyes have popped out of the sockets there, and the smoke and stuff coming out of the ears.
Maybe we ought to wake him up. Okay, let's just have this way.
Probably
let's
should.
Try to wake him up there.
Hey, Dave,
come on.
Davey.
You big ninny, come on.
Just kidding, Davey.
Hey, I hate her. He ain't moving once.
He's holding his breath. He's apparently holding his breath.
Oh, come on, Dave. A joke's a joke, man. Come on. A joke?
Now he's stopping his heart.
Oh, for cry-eye.
Or maybe... Boy, he's getting cold.
Jeez, he is.
A little cold for having been shocked like that. Boy,
oh, my
God. He's getting kind of stiff.
Jeez, we better have a can of beer and think of what to do about this. Yeah, hey.
I just throw the blanket back over him and go get ourselves an old meal.
You know, we need a way to get out of this.
How about sirens?
I'm trying to think. We need some kind of a... We need some kind of a way to get out of it to indicate that it's over. You know what I mean? No. I don't want to drag it on for an hour. I just want to get out of it. We need some kind of musical thing, which I didn't think of ahead of time to get out of this thing, so we can just...
Like a wop, 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 or something.
You know what I mean? Some kind of way.
Or
to,
maybe it could, you know, it could just go into reverb where it just kind of go... Wah, 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 wah. We could fade out of it like that when you do the high
We need
reverb.
A harp. You know...
A what?
A harp. You mean like a harp playing... That's not what I had in mind exactly. I mean a harp, like, you know, like when you're going to heaven.
Oh,
and they play harp.
Oh,
music.
Right. Kind of flashback.
Yeah,
you need.
I think I've got that card at home. I'll have to bring that in tomorrow.
No, we'll wait. Just could you hurry?
I'm
going
to go home
now. We got about 40 minutes left in the show.
See, 40 minutes takes me about 20 to get home if there's no traffic. Then by the time I get back, it'd be Turi's show, but Joe Sushri is doing it today, so I don't think I'd make it.
No, okay. Well, we'll shoot for another day.
646-8255, the recreation. Reenactment of news events.
Can we reenact this other one?
After we take a break here.
All right.
Talk Station, Don Vogel, Tommy Miskey, the piano player, Holly Palmer, KSTP, AM 1500.
Curry Writer on religion.
God is pathways are over the river and through the duck grove.
Sex.
Give it a good hard whack.
And weather.
This weather sucks, Jim. I like it.
I like it.
Turi Writer.
It's like, okay, is that the whole show?
Sometimes. Turi Writer, afternoons 4 to 7 on AM 1500 KSTP.
I don't care what anybody says. It's stupid.
And now a smorgasbord of stupidity. It's the Don Vogel Show on AM 1500 KSTP.
Bing, ding, 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 ding. KSTP, the talk station. Al, you say you think you have a number for...
Joe Suchere always tells me, we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not a supposed number, but a place where he is. Supposedly he's managing the team called the Miracle, in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah, this
miracle.
This is Mike Vec, who we're talking about, who is the son of Bill Vec, famous baseball owner and wacky, zany, crazy guy. He's going to own the St. Paul Saints, and my goal now is to throw out the first ball next year when the Saints come marching in to the, what is it called, the Northern League, I think.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Why don't you call that number just for the heck of it and see if, oh, I thought you said there was a, oh, he, the Fort, what did you say, was it Fort Myer Miracle or something?
Fort Myer Miracles.
I thought it was a Miami Miracle, but I don't know. Well, we're working on it.
It's a strange team for ball club.
Hi, you're on the talk station. Reenacted.
Yeah, a few months ago, mm-hmm. You with Mercedes did a recap, and I'd really like to hear this. This was hilarious. An elderly couple, the guy was trying to watch TV, and his wife was nagging.
Oh, but we already did that, though. We'll do it again.
Let's do this one.
Only one event, only one reenactment for events. But there is another one in Wisconsin. They've had a rough week.
Once again, you have to realize where these stories are coming from. This is Wisconsin, Dairyland.
Yeah, hey, call what I like to call Yah-Hater-Land, or Come-Here-Once-Land, because they do say that in Wisconsin all the time. Hey, come here once. They're always saying that.
Here's the latest. A 41-year-old rural Madison, Wisconsin man remained in intensive care at a Milwaukee hospital Wednesday after trying to kill himself by slicing off his hand with a hacksaw. The man was found Monday afternoon in a department store restroom, a police report said. Police found the severed hand in the sink at Prangway.
Prangy? Yeah, it's a department store there.
The man's wife told police he was despondent over family problems, and this guy felt the solution was to hack off his hand.
He was so hacked off.
So, Don, why don't you play the despondent fella going into the department store bathroom?
Again, we need a way to get out of these, though. That's the problem. We need some kind of, like, something, so I don't just dangle, you know, like a dangling participle where you just don't know where to go.
Maybe as it comes to a close, I could just do kind of a closing theme, just a boo doo ba doo 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 doo.
Holly said the door's the end, except if we could always cue it up to this is the end, like that, you know what I mean? If we just had that one little phrase, then that would work, but we don't have that. We need some kind of musical thing.
Let's see.
It's pretty lame, pretty weak, but it might be all we have. You don't have your kazoo.
Don't have the kazoo with me.
Car crash. There you go. Car crash.
All right,
so at the end, Holly, I'll just point like this, and then you just hit the car crash. All right. Fine. So, ladies and gentlemen, we go now to Wisconsin, the reenactment of a news event that happened just a couple days ago,
mm-hmm.
where this 41-year-old man was despondent, went into a restroom, and tried to kill himself by sawing off his hand. Oh, cripe sake. All right,
not sounding too despondent, Don.
No, I gotta. Okay, let's try it again. Just hard to. Here we go. For cray, eh? There's so much that's gone wrong once. Yeah, I hate her. My wife, she left me once there, and crime in Italy's my kids. They don't talk to me or nothing there, and I tell you what, I'm going to go in this bathroom, and I'm just going to saw my hand off there. Yeah, hey. Here I go. Okay. Ow! Ay, damn it, that hurts ya, hey there. Ow! Ow! Ow!
There it is.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Just another historical reenactment of the Don Vogel
Show. Look how many guys prior to shooting themselves have used the word cripes.
Or cripe-seek, or crime-in-Italy, or, I'm going to go in here once and kill myself, dear Yahe. All right, so now it's up to you, 646.
Maybe we could get out of the state of Wisconsin.
Well, we could, except so much stuff happens there, you know, it's just hard to. Chris, you're on the talk station.
Hi, I was wondering if you could reenact a certain event.
What was that?
There was a study conducted
How can you reenact this study,
a
couple. Oh, get out of here. How can you reenact this study? That's ridiculous.
There was a report.
Yes, I'm shuffling papers now to reenact a study that was done.
No, sir. 646-8255. We need an actual event.
Yeah, we're looking,
Something action-oriented. Yeah, famous events of our time. There's been millions of years of famous events, right? That happened. So there ought to be many. Because last time we did this, we got a ton of people. Steve, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, hi there. How about reenacting those people, down in Memphis that wanted to see the dinosaur?
All right, Drew, thank you very much. Be proud to do it for you.
All right, you be the people coming. I'll be the guy, the museum curator.
All right.
And you're coming up then.
Well, I'll be damned. Tell me these dinosaurs are alive. I thought they was alive, and they just these what they call them, the electric computer thing. And
well, sir, these are computerized. Live as a term to describe what they're
like.
Well,
hell, when I tell you live, I mean live. When I come here, I was giving up my day slapping the cows and the hogs. Or do you slap hogs and cows?
We're only asking for $2.50.
Well, I don't care what you're asking for. You say live, it means to me live, and I go there and see it live. And
surely you don't believe
told
the
me
dinosaurs
have
been dead for 60
Well, you told me they were live. Yeah. I just believed you, and I came all the way down here from Waxhachie, Tennessee to see it happen, and ain't happening.
I can't see my way to give you your money back, sir. We just have to assume adults are aware of these things.
Wayne, you got no live dinosaurs or not?
Sir, the dinosaurs are extinct. They're extinct.
No. I don't care how bad this smell, man.
sorry, I couldn't resist.
There it is.
I don't care how damn bad they smell. Oh, I didn't point for the car crash, though. That's okay. I mean, I was gonna recover. It's just this extinct in the smell. And so, I don't know. Just all right. Hi, you're on the talk station.
Yeah, Don, could you try that mass hanging they had in Afghanistan the other day?
Well, we sort of did that the other day, didn't we?
I must have missed it.
Oh, sorry. I know we did that.
Yeah, we did it. You were being the guy, and then the table was kicked out.
Yeah.
Sure.
No. Len, you're on the talk station.
Hey, Don. Why don't you reenact Ted Kenney defending his nephew in the rape trial?
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
I'll be the attorney cross-examining now.
All right.
Now, Mr. Kennedy, you're aware that we all know that you were with your nephew, William, at this particular party and with him at the home after, and we're wondering... being in close proximity, you must have seen something, heard something, maybe even were involved yourself.
I have a problem with time in this instance. I went to sleep late that evening, and I do recall going out with Willie, and we had a few beverages, and we came back to the home, the compound, if you will, and I think you will, and I took a slumber.
Sir, we have a report of you parading around the house in nothing but a shirt, and this woman has reported even seeing you, and we're wondering about that state of undress at a...
Oh, to me, that's a state of dress, actually. And, you know, actually, a car crash, very appropriate for Ted Kennedy.
Yeah,
as a
just,
way
miss,
to...
just missing the splash.
Yeah, to be totally accurate, you'd need the car crash, then the splash. And that would be totally representative of Ted Kennedy bit. All right, we'll get back to more reenactments. 646-8255, off-air portion of the show. Stan Miller is here with Eyewitness News.
And now, a piano player who lives in a dumpster, a 12-year-old with questionable morals, and the silliest man in show business. It's the Don Vogel Show on AM 1500 KSTP.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
All right. Historical reenactments. Yes. Why do I say yes when we do this? I don't know. I just feel like it. Tommy Mischke and I, with the assist of the car crashes of Holly Palmer, are doing historical reenactments, a news event that you may not have been to or seen. We're doing the radio reenactment of it. And there's a lot more flexibility, I think you'll agree, Tom, with this thing.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how much we're able to pull out.
So we have a guy here. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. What is your reenactment you would like?
Well, I've got one of my favorite news clippings. It's Associated Press from Cleveland, Ohio,
Cleveland, Ohio, two old men had a gunfight to settle an old grudge, but all 12 bullets missed. One 77, the other 76, dueled with antique pistols from a distance of 5 feet in
five
the hallway
feet.
Of an old apartment house.
12 shots at 5 feet and they missed every one?
Police theorized that they missed because one needed a cane to prop himself up while firing and the other had trouble seeing because of glaucoma. And there was actually a witness that was standing right next to him, and she said she started running and they missed her too.
Did they give these guys names?
No, they didn't.
All right, we'll just make up names.
They were released, and I guess after they decided not to press charges, but the police kept the guns.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. That's a great one. As a matter of fact, it's so good, and you're telling it. I don't know if we can even do justice to it, but we'll try.